Unit 6. Part 1. Listening Skills.
This is Pat Miles on the Afternoon Update. Last week, we heard from two people whose generosity has touched the lives of so many. Over 50% of Americans donate to charitable causes and foundations. However, these two donors think outside the box and tend to focus on direct contributions to individuals in need. They wish to fly under the radar and remain anonymous. We don't know if they are tuned in at this time, but I believe they are. If so, they would hear how their acts of goodwill have changed one person's life. After last week's show, we received hundreds of responses and letters from people wishing to express their gratitude to their unidentified benefactors. Today, I'll read a thank you note from one woman who is so grateful for the help she received that she now donates a proportionate amount of her wealth to charity. She writes, "Dear anonymous donor, I don't know where I would be today without your inspiring generosity. I am a single mother, and the challenges that I faced when I was raising my two sons were sometimes overwhelming. I had one son in kindergarten and another still in diapers. It was a particularly cold winter, and I had missed several payments to the gas company, so we were without heat. One night, with the one-year-old in my lap and my older son warming his hands near the stove, I had to make a definitive choice. Should I use the last of my funds to send a check to the gas company, buy milk for the baby, pay for more diapers, or get enough canned goods to last until the next paycheck? In the end, the top requirement was milk. Above all, the baby needed to have access to nutrition. My older son and I could continue to survive on tuna fish. The temperature was supposed to rise, so the gas company was the last on the list. Of course, diapers were important, but it was debatable that they were more necessary than milk. That afternoon, expecting to get another threatening letter from the gas company, I received the check that turned my life around. It motivated me to get through that terrible winter, and 15 years later, I am a businesswoman with money to spare. For me, there is nothing more rewarding than placing an emphasis on donating to those in need. I truly believe that your moral act has changed my life. Sincerely, grateful recipient."